A week ago, one US dollar exchanged for 640 South Sudanese pounds. Today, a dollar exchanges for 450 South Sudanese pounds on the black market. Yeetown resident Irene Tomalu says, although the pound has gained value against the US dollar, prices of essential commodities including food remain high.
When we go to the market, you realize the dollar change has really dropped. But when we buy items like food items, you realize that the prices are really not dropping. They are still high. So there should be lower in the prices in order for the commoners like us who cannot afford that dollar rate in order for us to buy food items cheaply.
Edward Luba, a retail sales trader in Yeetown, says despite a drop in the high exchange rate, high and illegal taxes is forcing many traders to hike prices in the market.
Transport and taxation costs are so high. We buy goods from Juba, but on the way to Ye, traders are taxed multiple times by the national, state, county revenue collectors and other people collect taxes without valid receipts, and if these taxes are wiped out, prices of goods will drop in the markets.
Luba says overall, the appreciation of the local currency against the US dollar is good news to traders like him. Earlier this month, Bank of South Sudan Governor Dier Tong said the government would auction millions of dollars to the commercial banks on a weekly basis in a bid to normalize market prices and the foreign exchange rates in the country. This after the International Monetary Fund lent South Sudan $174 million to improve and stabilize the country's economy. Gladys Reja, an economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says injecting more hard currency into the market will not address the short and long-term economic challenges facing the country.
The monetary intervention now, it is temporary because we only got $174 million from IMF. And that's not sustainable unless maybe we need to focus on the diversification of our economy, like investing in the agriculture sector so that we're able to export some of the agricultural products. Once we have this agreement implemented gradually, you know, we will have the foreign investors, we will have the domestic investors, you know, and all these factors combined together will improve our economy in the long run.
Ahmed Morgan, another University of Juba economics lecturer, says although the government is working towards improving security and the proper management of the non-oil revenues, widespread corruption will continue to weaken the country's economy.
Corruption is also another factor that derails our economy. South Sudan, as the transparency measure already put, is almost number one in terms of corruption. So if you don't fight this corruption, whatever economic policies that you make will not work. So we need to fight corruption. This can help improve the economy both in the medium and long run. Until when we try to use the oil money well, we will still continue to have this kind of shocks and fluctuations in the market. A country needs to use the resources, which are especially natural resources, in order to build it into wealth.
Both Reja and Morgan advised government officials to focus on restoring peace and stability across the country and to diversify the economy in order to address South Sudan's major economic challenges. For VOA News, I am Daniel Freddy Martin in Yeetown.